And take in your first deep, full breath. Breathe in through your nose. Feel the breath come in through your nose and swirl around inside your head. And as you exhale, let go of any stress or tension that you may have in your face. And when you get to the end of your breath, pull your belly button in towards your spine and push out the last bit of air. As you breathe in deeply and exhale completely, let a sense of peace and calm wash over you. Feel your brow unfurrow, your eyelids rest lightly across your eyes. Feel your jaw loosen up and unclench. And just feel yourself relaxing from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet with each of your breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And on your own, at your own pace, go through a few cycles of this active breathing, staying in tune with how you're feeling. Notice how your physical body is reacting to slowing down. Notice that your muscles are letting go, that you're settling in to being here and being now. Just breathe in deeply and fully. And each time you exhale, completely let go of your breath. And in your imagination, I want you to go back in time. In your imagination, see time rewinding back to 3 or 4 weeks ago. As you continue to breathe in deeply and fully and exhale completely, I want you to go back in time and think to yourself about all of the things that you didn't know then, that maybe you know now, maybe you don't. I want you to concentrate on what you didn't know then. I want you to concentrate on any uncertainty that you had. And just spend a few moments moving through your cycles of inhaling and exhaling, and feel what it was like for you to be you sometime in the middle of March. Notice what that was like, what you were doing, what you were thinking, how you were feeling. As you continue your breath, fill in the details of what life was like for you those weeks ago. And if your mind wanders to today, just pull yourself back into the past. And as you continue to breathe in deeply and exhale completely, take one last snapshot of what life was like for you those few weeks ago. And now in your imagination, I want you again to travel through time. I want you to bring yourself to the present. And in your imagination, see yourself now. And spend just a few moments in time. Continue your active cycles of breathing in deeply and fully, of exhaling completely, of feeling your breath. And as you do so in your imagination, see where you are now. And I want you to concentrate on what you know now that you didn't know a few weeks ago. I want you to focus on how you've matched your challenge, how you've moved through your life, how you've coped, how you've adjusted, how you've lived into today. Go through a few cycles of your breath on your own. And in your imagination, bring in all the details of being in this time. And as you do, recognize how you've influenced your environment. Continue to breathe in deeply and fully. Continue to exhale completely. And if your mind wanders to something else, pull yourself back to being in this moment with yourself. I'd like you to take a snapshot of your life now. And keep that in your imagination. Take in a deep, full breath. And again, I want you to travel through time. I want you to move forward into the future. Maybe 4 or 5 weeks. Sometime in the middle of May. And I want you to think of what your hopes, your expectations could be. What is it that you anticipate, even though you don't know what will be in store for us in 4 weeks from now? Think about what you can anticipate will be. And in your imagination, see yourself in the future. See what you'll be doing. Consider what you'll be thinking. Imagine how you'll be feeling. Continue with your breath. Keep adding in the details of what the future may be like. In your imagination, I want you to ground yourself in the future and take a snapshot of yourself. Let that snapshot capture who you will be. And as you continue your cycle of breathing in deeply and exhaling completely, I want you to bring out all three snapshots as though you're looking at the page of a photo album. See the three pictures of yourself. From the middle of March. From today. And then from the middle of May. And just spend a few moments, a few cycles of your breath, thinking about what's the same about the three women you see in those pictures. Notice that part of you that has been steadfast and that has been present as we've moved through this time of so much change. Take in a deep, full breath and grab on to some of those descriptive words, those words that describe who you are, what your foundation is, what remains the same. And now I'd like you to turn your attention to what's different. How has the woman in these three photographs changed? How has she grown? What has she learned? What has she accomplished? How does she feel satisfied in who she is? Take in a deep breath and pull in words that describe who you are and who you will be. Just breathe in those ideas, let them swirl around inside you. Integrate them into who you are so that you can carry them with you. Take in another deep, full breath. See this album of yourself. As you exhale, let go of any doubts that you may have. And just breathe in what you know to be true about you. As you continue to breathe in deeply and fully and exhale completely, movement can start to come back into your body, into your limbs. You can wiggle your fingers and your toes. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes.